If you had been talking with a friend, what would you say you were doing? I was talking. If it was a male,
I was talking to Mr. Frazier.
Mm-hmm. Say if you didn't know his name.
I was talking to that man.
Mm-hmm. Say all right.
I wouldn't say I was carrying on a conversation. No, I wouldn't really.
All right, what to you say you live in this place? What do you call this whole structure?
This house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've lived in this.
Say if you've got more than you've got a couple of these structures. What would you say? I've got three.
I have three houses.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you call the building that you have behind? See if you got one. Yeah, that you have behind the house.
A barn.
Uh-huh. Is that what do you usually use it for? I mean,
we use it to store hay now.
Mm-hmm.
We have used it to store hay and corn and as a tobacco pack house.
Mm-hmm.
But we just use it now as for hay storage.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever put animals or?
No, we had another barn in which we kept mules.
Huh.
And then we have kept hogs at the back of that. We had a place fixed to finish hogs off.
Mm-hmm.
At the back of the barn.
Was there any particular time of year that you take the hogs in there?
No, not under those conditions, but used long time ago. We would fatten the hogs in the fall, in the late summer and early fall, and then when the weather got as cold as we thought it would get, we would butcher the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And cure the meat.
Did you wait till it got cold for?
Yes.
Why was that?
Because the meat would spoil if you butchered when the weather was hot.
Uh-huh.
Now, the weather doesn't really get cold enough down here to cure meat very well, but we managed. We did.
You salted it down?
We salted it down, and then it takes about 6 weeks to cure.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 6 weeks for the ham, it takes about 4 weeks for the sides. The hams and shoulders, it takes 6 weeks. We would then we'd take it out and wash it and smoke it in a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. You use hickory wood or?
Well, no, we used oak.
Does it make that much difference?
Well, hickory is not very plentiful in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You can get hickory, but we don't have any on our farm, so we used oak.
All right, what did, after the crops came in, especially corn, what did you put all the corn in before you could sell it?
We put it in a crib.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have those big tall things or?
Silos?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you?
No. No. Not in this area.
Mm-hmm.